Warning. Do not drive or operate heavy machinery while listening to this podcast. This the Sleep With Me podcast is designed for one thing and one thing only, to put you to sleep. So, if you can't sleep, you're in the right place. This is Dear Scooter. I'm going to talk to you tonight. I'm going to tell you a little story. And you're going to listen, and the story is going to get more and more boring as I go on, and you're going to fall asleep. And that's it. Simple. So just take your phone, put it near your bed, get in bed and pull up the covers, and you can put whatever worries or thoughts you have aside. Your mind's not going to race because you're just going to listen to me, and I'm a pretty boring dude, and I'm going to talk you into sleep or submission. I'm going to lull you into submission, I guess, essentially. You can find us on the web at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you have any feedback or you want to get a hold of me, you can send it to feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can hit me on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. And I put sleep tips on Twitter and on the blog too. So just to supplement this podcast. And if you have anything to say, you can review or rate us on iTunes or let me know. I'm here to try to help you fall asleep, and that's it. And tonight, we're having another episode of the Walking Dud special edition for Thanksgiving, because it's for Thanksgiving. I'm recording. I haven't even eaten my Thanksgiving dinner yet, or started drinking, even though that might, my normal state is kind of whacked anyway. Tonight, this is a spinoff from The Walking Dead. It's the North Walking Dead North Pole Chronicles, and I'm going to have this every Thursday for you through the holidays as a special treat, because I love the holidays, and I love The Walking Dead, and I've been curious what's going on with Santa Claus. I mean, maybe Herschel's Santa Claus, maybe not, but what's going on with the North Pole during the zombie apocalypse? I mean, is there Christmas? So thus far on the episodes, we've covered this guy named Rupert, and he kind of seems like Santa's right-hand man, and he's decided that they're going to go through and go ahead with Christmas. So without any further ado, The Walking Dead, The North Pole Chronicles. Chief, it's Rupert here. I'm recording another voice message to send out to you. We haven't heard from you. But as usual, holidays, we've made the list, checked it twice. We've mapped out the route for the big night since the population's so much lower. But the situation is so much more dangerous. It looks like every computer model has returned that we will have no problem successfully delivering presents to the entire remaining human population. But, Chief, this is where we get into some problems. First off, this naughty or nice, we have the list, it's checked. But this whole naughty or nice thing, it's a different ball game now. You know, there's been those of us that have always argued there's no good people or there's no bad people. And I know you have your spot for forgiveness and for punishment. But just an example, you know, we've been working with the Krampuses. They're going to be essential in protecting you while you deliver the presents. So we made a couple forays into some human areas, and the Krampuses would attack a lot of the human population. Most people are naughty to some degree because they're competing for limited race resources in order to survive. And people, I mean, we've been watching. Reports have been coming in. I mean, in their sleep. When they're awake, these people have been doing what in the past would be considered bad or evil in the name of survival. Not everyone. There's still pockets of truly good people there. But it's become this giant, even grayer area than before the zombie apocalypse. And we're going full delivery to all humans, good or bad. But this is where I've been working specifically on the plan for each household, as we're still using that vocabulary word. But Chief, there's pockets of people in different, sizes everywhere. And I've been trying to figure out how to do it. there's going to be casualties. We lost one elf the last time we were down there. He turned, which was unexpected, so I think that all humanoids, not just Homo sapiens, are going to be affected by being bitten by these zombies. So the Krampuses, the Bellsnickels. So we have a 3-stage plan for each household, in quotes. And what we're going to do is we're going to go in with a, first thing is we're going to send in a sleigh. It's got about 4 times the bells as the normal sleigh because it's going to be unoccupied with reindeer. And it's going to circle an area a few meters away from where we're our actual planned landing site. So that's stage one. It's to draw any free-walking zombies towards that sound and create a distraction. Also, we're not going to be using, in the critical mission, delivering the goods. I can't justify using the reindeer because the reindeer could go down. It could ruin everything. I mean, even if we have, you know, double backup power propulsion, this seems like they'll be out of harm's way. They'll still be meeting your traditional desires in a different way. This is a different world we're dealing with, Chief. So, reindeer, step one, creating a distraction. Step two, we're sending in a group to secure the present delivery zone. It's going to be 2 Krampuses and 4 Bellsnickels armed. And they're going to go in. They're going to clear out any zombies. And they're going to secure the present zone against zombies and, unfortunately, against humans. We won't be using any, it'll be defensive measures only as far as the humans go, and hopefully non-lethal measures, of course. But I've got, as I always say, a bad feeling about this. I got a bad feeling. I mean, you're not even here, Chief. We're trying to, I mean, the big day, it's Turkey Day. But okay, so that's stage two, secure the area. Kill any zombies. I mean, I'm afraid for you, Chief, going in there. So I'm just trying to make it as safe as possible. We've designed some armor for you. We've also been working with a zombie concentrate. So you'll be covered in that. Luckily, your suit's red already. So they won't be able to smell you, technically. Technically, the house will be secured, so you're going to go in. And step three, deliver the goods. Now, I know you're not going to want to hear this, but I think I'm going to be the one going in this year, Chief. You're not here, and I don't know if we can put you at risk. As your second in command, I think that's part of my duty is to do that. So I'm planning on going in. We can discuss it when you return to the North Pole. But for the time being, that's the plan. And we don't have a total breakdown of presence. We're not getting a lot of letters to the North Pole, clearly, that we usually do. We've been monitoring some of the kids' discussions and stuff, and they're still we're working out the exact presence. But we're going to have kind of a survival kit. And per 2 adults, the best part about the kit, Chief, is that we've been working the hardest on is we're going to have a map specifically for the different areas we've plotted out. We've got a giant workforce elves on this, and it's going to have it's sticking to walking distance, but it's going to have any other camps or survivors nearby. We're going to use like a kind of heat map type thing to kind of specify their good or evilness. And, you know, people that are more evil or have done more heinous acts, I mean, most people are going to want to avoid them. So we're going to mark that out. It's tough with the zombie hordes because they're mostly in motion, but any, you know, old hospitals, convenience stores, we'll have all that on the map. And so that's one thing is this map. We're still tweaking it. We're going to have similar to what you're going to be wearing, but in a spray form, a zombie spray that the people can spray all over themselves. And they won't be undetectable, but they'll be the detectability, if they're quiet and don't draw attention to themselves, will be pretty low. The zombies will take them for another zombie. We're going to have a supply of water purification tablets. And also, remember a couple of years ago, that was a big deal about those camping stoves that you could use any sticks or stones, or sticks or leaves. A really effective camping stove that can also charge devices, like has a couple plugs, a USB plug. I don't know if people are using phones and stuff for flashlights and to entertain young ones. And you know, also regular standard plug and to the specific country, so they can boil water, they can cook food, and they can charge devices. It generates a lot of heat, so we've got that. Also, similar to the plan with the reindeer and the bells, we've got a small, basically a sound grenade. It's like a speaker. It's about the size of a hand grenade, and you can throw it. And you just press a button when you throw it, and it creates it's a very high decibel speaker. And we've got kids singing on it, or people yelling. And we've got about, I think it can run continuously for 6 hours, generating loud noises. It's comes with a thing you can roll out to charge it with solar power, or you can plug it into the stove. Again, just as a distractionary measure. And another thing we've had a huge workforce on is something similar to chainmail, but we're making out of these carbon nanotube filaments. It's going to be basically chainmail, but carbon chainmail, so it's lighter, more breathable. And each person, you know, if there's a family of four, we've got their measurements pretty much dialed in. They'll get something that'll cover about 96% of the body. I don't know the exact statistics, Chief, but basically you're talking about socks, leggings, it's an undergarment, shirt, and a hood that you can pull over. So the only thing supposed to be a face, and we haven't figured out anything for the face yet. We don't have something on tap for protecting the face, but we figure it's bite resistant. You can't. It's similar to like back in the day, the chainmail that people that deal with sharks is wearing. It could potentially get a broken bone depending on the strength of the biter, but it seems to be impenetrable even with sharp teeth. We've tried metal teeth, so we got that going. I'm not going to brag, Chief, but you know, I love Shark Week, and I was like, why can't we do something like Shark Week with the chainmail? So anyway, moving forward, there's also the last thing we have on tap now, of course, a weapon. And I don't know, you know, that guy Adam Savage from Mythbusters? Well, he was on, remember there was that big zombie TV show a few years ago, and they would have a talk show after. He was on there one time. He was talking about something spring-loaded, just shoot into the brain, simple. So I played, you know, the engineers that, and they've designed something that's dead simple. All it is it's kind of like a pike, but it has a spring-loaded tip. And you press something in the handle, boom, tip pops out. It's a, you know, industrial spring. The spring's protected, and boom, pop some brains. You know, if you've got multiple people, then you can just keep thing. It's got a spring-assisted handle to retract it, so you can retract it and hit another person, or just use it as a pike. But that was he's no longer with us, Mr. Savage. Unfortunately, I checked the database. He is I believe he's a zombie still moving around. You know, they had secured the island of Alameda, I think was where he was based out of, at least the show. And there's actually still a vibrant community there. They blew up all the ways in that, but anyway, he was He was wandering. I think he might be in somewhere in Oakland. He's still, I guess, not alive, but undead. But you know, if I might take him out just because I really liked him, take him out of his misery. But then, Chief, this is just depressing. And I really wish you were here. I haven't heard from my wife. And Christmas is coming. And I don't even know if I can. I can't feel your shoes. I can't feel your boots. I can't feel your suit. But I can't let you go out. And so that's where we're at with things, Chief. Rupert, out. And that's it for tonight's Walking Dead North Pole Chronicles. Make sure to catch us next Thursday. And I hope you've fallen asleep. I mean, actually one night that's not too hard to fall asleep is Thanksgiving, because of the copious amounts of turkey and food and family. But I'm thankful that I'm having this opportunity to help you fall asleep. And I'm thankful that you're listening still. I'm sorry that I didn't bore you to sleep, because technically I should be talking to like your subconscious, but, or maybe I am, maybe you're asleep, and I guess that's how I'll end it, because if you are asleep, I'm very thankful that you fell asleep, and you'll be able to bring some positive energy to the world tomorrow. So, good night.